This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWIP. Today I'm talking with Peggy Chabrian, the founder and president of Women in Aviation International. So Peggy, thanks for talking to us today. I know you just finished up your annual conference down in Florida, which is always a big event for you. So how did it go?
The conference was fantastic. We had a great turnout again this year in terms of attendees, and just we offered some new programs to our attendees, and a couple of programs that we opened up to the public this year that went very well.
Oh, and what were those about?
Well, one of them the first one I'll mention was our Girls in Aviation Day program, which now is in its sixth year during our annual conference. And we always, whichever city that the conference is being held in, we open up to local schools, Girl Scouts, and so forth. And we had a record turnout, a total of 230 young ladies and an additional approximately 200 parents, teachers, scout leaders. So all total, close to 450 people in the room with all kinds of hands-on activities. And we had a career panel of presenters from a variety of aviation careers speaking to the middle school, high school girls. Patty Wagstaff was the luncheon speaker, but probably, 17 or 18 different hands-on activity stations, things related to engineering, to aviation maintenance, to flight. Had a couple different flight simulator programs running, air traffic control. So all in all, a good program.
Wow, that's amazing. That's quite a crowd.
It was. Yeah. Had about 100 volunteers, and it was a good thing we had that many volunteers because it was a little hectic at times, but all went very well. The other program, and this is something brand new, again, we offered it, it was open to the public. It was called Explore the Excitement of Flying. And the idea was, and a lot of times people ask women in aviation, well, you know, how do we get more women involved in aviation, particularly learning to fly? So we thought we'd take advantage this year, being in the Orlando area, a lot of aviation here, and started promoting through local media the fact that there would be this free seminar exploring the excitement of aviation for prospective new pilots. And we wound up with 45 individuals attending. John and Martha King were there as our host to kick off the event, did a half-hour presentation. And then we broke the group up into small groups and tables of seven or eight with a flight instructor, a current CFI, at each table to answer questions about, you know, getting your medical, how to find a flight school or flight instructor, how many hours does it take, how are some ways you can save money, just covering some topics like that. And at the end, we did a drawing. One person received a $500 flight training scholarship. The Kings provided a couple of online courses, again, a drawing as well. So we're going to do that again next year and learn a little bit this year and see if we can't grow that program.
Wow. Now I know you do a lot with scholarships. How did that go this year?
Oh, yes. Thank you. We awarded 112 scholarships total, and the dollar value of those was right around $675,000 this year.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, I don't know if you would know this off the top of your head, but I was curious, how long have you been doing this now, and what kind of growth have you seen? Because it seems like it just gets bigger every year.
Every year? Well, and one reason I can remember is that last year we celebrated our 20th anniversary of giving out scholarships, so that's easy to add one. So this was our 21st year. And last year we went over the $10 million mark, and that was, you know, cumulative for all 20 years. And then we added, like I said, another $675,000 this year. So,
wow, that's pretty impressive. That's a lot of lives affected, a lot of careers jump started with that kind of money. So, so what else do you have going on? What's in the works now that the annual meeting is over?
Annual meeting is over, and well, we're still kind of in recovery mode.
Yeah.
But no, seriously, we are looking ahead to September. The third Saturday in September, that's the 23rd, we are having our third annual Girls in Aviation Day through our local chapter network. Last year, the second time we held this event, 62 of our chapters in 14 different countries held an all-day Girls in Aviation Day, introducing young ladies to aviation careers and excitement of aviation in their local communities. And we think we're going to this year have even more chapters participating. And I believe the number we came up with last year after everything was all totaled over 4,000 young people participated in the event last year. So we're shooting for 5,000 participants this year.
Okay, well, that's...
And again, part of the reason we're doing these things, both at the conference, you know, in the city where the conference is, but also through the chapters in the fall in many locations, we firmly believe that to reach women to think about particularly careers in aviation, reaching them at the elementary and middle school level is key. I think because a lot of times by the time a young person is in high school or certainly by college, they already have in mind what they want to do. So I think if we're introducing them to aviation early on, it gets them excited about that possibility and start at least making that a consideration for their future careers.
Well, that's kind of surprising, actually. You wouldn't think that kids that young are thinking about their future at all. But I guess you're right. If you don't catch them early, they've gotten distracted already.
Right. And even if they don't think about it as a career, at least we planted a seed in their mind that aviation is something fun and that they'll be introduced to and exposed to a variety of careers through the tours, through the presentations, through the hands-on activities, and just get them thinking about it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess that's pretty much what we were looking for, kind of a recap of what's new and what's on your agenda. And is there anything else you'd like to add for our listeners?
Well, I guess, we're already starting to make plans for next year. We're going to be in Reno, Nevada at the third weekend in March, and we'll be looking forward to introducing hopefully some new things again next year, too.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Peggy.
Okay. Thank you, May.